Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Paul Sarah has started with sultry music on a Monday. And I say Paul Sarah because almost as if it was a sick and twisted synchronized swimming team, Kenny and David called off sick within 3 minutes of each other. So, Paul, you are our everything today. By the end of today, Rico and I are going to be looking at you like Kevin Costner looked at Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
That's a little disturbing, but okay.
Oh. Because Paul is our lifeline. Paul is aces.
He is.
We are happy to have you here. And don't be shy with the microphone, damn it. Your sports takes are good. We have a lot of ground to cover, and I really don't know what people are going to do. We talked Friday about, are you even watching these games? I can only offer my perspective. I'd love to hear yours. We did not talk this weekend. I'd like to hear from the people. I want to tell you the biggest takeaway, other than Taylor Swift runs the NFL, is I actually found watching the Eagles dismantle the Commanders cathartic. I just was like, if the Eagles had played like a 1917 game, I'd be like, damn, maybe the Lions. Maybe we really blew this. You didn't. The Eagles would have come here and butchered you. They would have shoved your head up your own ass. I mean, they put a 50-burger up without even trying in the fourth quarter. Their ground game was unstoppable. Their passing game was unstoppable. Jalen Hurts is healthy. And their defense ain't got nothing to do with the Commanders. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, they dominated the line of scrimmage. And I'm like, you know what? Thanks for saving me the time.
That's what it felt like.
Because if you took it hard losing to the Commanders people, how would that have felt knowing you were in the NFC title game back-to-back and you got beat at home? In your current state, not the healthy state, your current state, if the Eagles played that game yesterday, you weren't beating them. So for me, it allowed for healing, cathartic.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what this defense would do with Saquon Barkley because you couldn't handle Brian Robinson. You made him look like he was
in the back.
You made him look like he was an all-pro. So Saquon... Oh, my goodness. He may have had 250 yards.
But, yeah, I walked in today like, you know what? They actually did us a favor. Because I'll tell you this, I could never survive what the Bills fans have gone through here. Forget about the 90s. I'm talking lately. Like, let me lose in the wild card divisional round every year before I lose in the AFC title game or lose to the same team every year.
It was funny because I was talking to Doug during crosstalk, and it's look, I realize not Bills radio, but I don't know what's worse, the 4 straight Super Bowls or losing to the same guy 4 straight years.
Can it be some form of satanic push?
That's what it seems like. Because in all the games, you're close. I mean, you go back to the 13-second game, and the NFL has to now change the rules because of that game.
Well, like they changed the spot yesterday.
Yeah,
we can get to that later. I just would like to know, as we start a Monday, assuming you watched, what were you feeling? I mean, many of you already thought the Lions were in these games this weekend. That somehow, I mean, I talked to Cookies, and he's still playing this game of, God, I wish we had just given the ball to Gibbs more. I go, why? To get murdered by the Eagles? It played out, actually, in the least painful way possible. no, I don't believe being in that game and losing in that game was somehow better. I don't. But I'm the same guy who'll tell you I'd rather be a Giants fan, win three games, and be numb than be a Bills fan. And deal with Patrick Mahomes dropping his chandelier on my head every playoffs. Rico, I would never be able to handle
really?
It. I couldn't do it. No.
Because I'm like, man, I think for the Bills, it's more frustrating because it literally is that commercial with the dude with the dollar on the fishing string.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And you're like, I'm so close.
I can't do it.
Like, you're not getting blown out.
And listen, it doesn't bring me pleasure that the Eagles won in the way they did. No, no, no. Understanding that if they play that way, you weren't beating them. Look, I still had to watch the guy my team gave away go to a Super Bowl in his first year somewhere else. I'm not mad at Saquon for being there. I'm mad at the Giants for mishandling the whole situation.
Yeah.
But to me, yeah, easier to be on the sidelines and avoid the pain. You weren't beating that team. And I don't care whatever kind of copium and hopium you want to sell. I was telling Jim that. And then I finally got him to say, all right, yeah, we probably weren't beating him. I go, then why do I need to care if you got there? There's no consolation prize.
No, but the only way that you beat the Eagles is you would have needed a ton of turnovers. You would have needed just like some things straight from God in order to win that game if you would have played them. But I think if you're a Lions fan, if you're deep down, if you're, you know, now that the swelling is down, you can realize may have been a good thing. 248-539-9797 because the Eagles were a machine.
And you weren't prepared to stop it because of the injuries. That's it. Yeah. Look, if the Lions were fully healthy, that's a different conversation. I do believe you'd beat the Eagles. You weren't fully healthy. Team had plenty of injuries that aren't even in the public record. The defense had been gutted.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop the worst offensive line left in the playoffs. What the hell were you going to do with the Eagles?
Right, because in the event that your patchwork secondary actually stood up and guarded Devonta and A.J. Brown.
Doesn't matter. Jalen go right out the back door.
Right.
How are you going to stop their ground game? You couldn't stop the Commanders. So, like, I'm with you on this, but look, if people would say, look, I still wanted to get to the game, you can do whatever you want with it. I'll just tell you.
Or if you have a way that you think that the Lions could have beat the Eagles, I would love to hear that. I really would.
I'll tell you what, Rico wants to hear that. I'll leave. Rather the Yankees not make the playoffs than lose in the World Series. Straight up. Don't need it. Don't need that kind of frustration in my life. So that's the whole principle. I mean,
but see, here's the thing, though. It's hard to say that with this Lions team because it was 4 months of we're winning the Super Bowl. It was four months of Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. That's why I said, you know, on Friday when I told TJ, I think that it was harder to lose the game a couple weeks ago than losing last year. Because last year, it was for about an hour or hour and a half. You thought, we got a chance of doing this.
Right, but what's easy is knowing you weren't beating that team. That helps you navigate the pain you've been in the last week. No Lion fan that has a clue about football and is not fully immersed in their own delusion thinks that they could have beaten the Eagles. As they're currently constituted and as the Eagles are currently playing. You're not beating them. Saquon's a joke at this point. That offensive line, that running game, a week after you couldn't stop the Commanders? Come on, man. Not you, I'm saying them.
Right.
So for me, watching the games against my will, I actually felt better about it. I felt better that we didn't even have to get butchered by the Eagles and lose in the NFC title game. And then, honestly, I felt better because I'm not a Bills fan. I just could never imagine the Lions losing in the playoffs five straight years to Jaden Daniels. You can't clear the hurdle. You would be driven to Howard Hughes madness. Maybe not bottling your own urine, but you'd be insane. If you don't get the reference, you can Google. The point I'm making is I came away hashtag blessed, hashtag thankful. I watched yesterday and went, you know what?
You wanted no parts of that.
That was the cleanest death possible because if they had gotten back to the NFC title game and lost, that kills you because it's the same game they lost in last year. Yeah. And again, you and I have a different perspective is that I think the closer you get to the Super Bowl, the more the loss hurts.
Oh, it does.
But it just...
Oh, no, no. All the way up to losing the Super Bowl. Hurts even worse. And if you want the double kick in the balls, losing overtime. But, yes. Eventually, though, They had to experience that pain the last year. Even if you lose the Super Bowl, you have to experience that pain before you could say, well, I don't want to ever experience that again.
Okay.
You've seen championships, so you know what it's like to be on the top, and it's a journey. And if you fall off, you know, the slope gets slit. It's a long slide down if you screw up when you get the closer you get to the top. They didn't get a chance to do that. And I thought that this team, they went out, they bought all the equipment, they had everything ready to hit the mountaintop, and they just tripped and fell right out the gate.
One way to put it. And I, like I said, I'm not mad at you. I happen to agree with you. If you ran the ball more, you beat the Commanders, maybe. You probably don't turn it over as many times and therefore probably win. Guess what? Ain't got nothing to do with beating the Eagles. Because you know what you weren't going to do against the Eagles? Work your way up and down the field. And you sure as hell weren't stopping them. So I actually walked away feeling good. Maybe you feel worse about it. Maybe you live in a world where you feel like you would have dominated the Eagles, and you do whatever you want. But I'll tell you this. Lion fans don't get a right to be salty because at least we're not Bills fans. Bills fans right now, that is sports hell. That is hell. They have lost to the same annoying, arrogant, pain in the ass Patrick Mahomes and this Taylor Swift run league. 4-0 in the regular season. I think Allen's now 0-4 or 0-5 in the postseason. It's the same guy.
Yeah. And in a weird twist of irony, you made it to the game because Mark Andrews dropped an easy pass.
And you know what? If I were the Bills, I would have rather not made it at all.
And then
I would have rather Andrews caught the ball and then beat me in overtime.
You lose the game because your guy drops a pass on fourth down, hits him in his arm.
Twisted irony, isn't
it?
I'd rather not make it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, listen, I know my team blows. It's easy at this point. Right. We're terrible. Why would I want to endure that pain? You're a Bills fan. What value do you take in having a good regular season? Nothing. What value do you take in Josh Allen being super popular or winning an MVP? Nothing. What value do you take in being the one seed? Nothing. What value do you take in anything about your team, including your stupid Let's Go Buffalo song? Stugatz. Nothing. All they have given you is pain. They have drained your blood slowly over the last 5 years to where now you are a shriveled corpse.
So being a member of Bills Mafia ranks right up there with the Lions takeover people.
Pretty much. Hope you enjoyed it. You blew all your money. You're probably in debt, and you got nothing out of it. 248-539-9797. I'd rather be a three-win team. It is cheaper financially and emotionally. And so says the Lord.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
What? It's not meant to be funny. It's just the truth.
No, that's why. It's a three-win team. It's you're not taking over a lot of stadiums.
Take over? I don't even take over my own living room.
Nobody's chanting Daniel Jones.
No, they're flying a plane that says F the owner.
Yeah.
It's actually easier this way. That's the mindset I take, is that by the Lions losing to the Commanders, it made the pain less. Because losing to the Eagles would have hurt way more. And I don't think you were beating them.
Yeah.
But create whatever fantasy you like. I don't care. 248-539-9797.
And according to you, nobody's beating the Chiefs.
Well, it depends. What mood is Taylor in? I mean, with the way that game went yesterday, the guy who had no view of the play, walks from the Chiefs sideline and overrules the guy with the view who had given the Bills the first down. Coincidence? I think not. Taylor had the earpiece in, the MTV disaster date, change of spot. I'm telling
Taylor Swift
you.
Taylor Swift on the mic. Oh, hell no.
And then Sterator comes on. He goes, yeah, guys, they got the first down probably by about a half a football. Cutscene. No, they didn't. What's the rules expert for if the rules expert is never right? We'll be here all day.
I like that.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls on a Monday.